Okay, so we're up to Mitzvah Chavtes, the 29th Mitzvah of the Torah, and that is Shelo La'avod Avodah Zarah, the second part or the following words of the pasuk that we began with for Mitzvah 28th, and that is the pasuk says, Lo Tishtachaveh Lahem, that you shall not bow down to idols, Velo to Abdeim, and you shall not serve idols. So that's this Mitzvah, Shelo La'avod Avodah Zarah, to not serve Avodah Zarah. So you'll notice that there seems to be a lot of overlap with the last few Mitzvahs regarding Avodah Zarah. So this happens to be the count of the Chinuch and the count of the Rambam. The Ramban, as we'll see at the end of this Mitzvah, does not count all these many Mitzvahs about Avodah Zarah, at least right over here. But let's see what the Chinuch has to say. So he quotes the pasuk that we said for Mitzvah Chaf Chet, and then he says as follows: Shelo na'avod shum avodah zarah ba'olam. You were commanded to not worship any avodah zarah in the world at all. You cannot serve idols, you cannot serve other gods in the same way that the people who believe in them serve it. And even though they may not serve a certain god in one of the four regular ways that we've been discussing, gods are served. As long as one does worship this idol in the common way of worshiping gods, which is one of these four ways as well, then a person would be chayav. They would have violated the prohibition. And as we said as well earlier, that if you're serving this god in a disgusting way, but that's the way that it's normally served, for example, kagon ha-power, lifuor, a person, forgive the translation, but just to make sure we're all understanding what this is, a person defecates in front of the god of Baal Peor, which was the way to serve that. Bezorik Evan Lemarculus, or a person throws a stone at the idol of Marculus, which is how they used to serve that god. Umavir Saaro Lichmosh, or a person removes their hair, I guess cuts their hair, whatever it might be, but does this in front of the idol of Kimosh, which is again the way that you would serve that god. All these ways of serving this god, although they're odd and you would never do it in front of in a normal situation, but this is how you serve the god, so therefore it would be prohibited. Shenemar Velo Ta'adim, since the pasuk says you shall not serve them, and that means you shall not serve them in the way that they're served. Klomar B'masha Darkan Lehavin, in the way that they are normally served. No matter what the way of serving them is, that's what is prohibited for them. Continues the Chinuch, Shar Sheyadua, we know already the root of this mitzvah, right? We don't do Avodah Zarah because that goes against everything we believe in. Going on, do you know how the laws of this mitzvah could go in Misha Avda, Derech Avodah Zarah, Lechavanas, B'Zayun, Madino? Let's say a person decides to serve a god, let's say a person decides to serve Baal Peor, right? And he does it, he goes to the bathroom in front of it, so he has no interest in serving the god, he just wanted to, disgrace the god. Maybe he didn't realize that this was the way to serve the god, so there is a question of what the halacha is if someone does that without the intention to serve the god, but to actually disgrace it. Ushar Prateh, and the rest of the laws, all Mevar Mevesechus Avodah Zarah, can be found in Avodah Zarah. V'nohegas b'chol makom v'chozman, this applies in all places and in all times. B'zachar munakivos, to men and to women. V'over alav b'mezid v'yesh edim niskal, if a person violates this prohibition intentionally, and there are witnesses, and he was forewarned, he receives the punishment of being stoned, of skila. Mevar din zeh gamkin b'perek shvi b'mizanhedrin. And this law is described more in the 7th perek Mesech Sanhedrin. And then finally, he concludes that shtei mitzvos elu sheimne harambam zal, these two last mitzvos, both 29 and 28, that the Rambam and the Chinuch as well notes as part of the regular count of 613, shehin shtachava la'avodah zarah v'chein shelo la'avda b'ma shadarka la'avda, that is the prohibition of bowing down to a god, and also the prohibition of serving a god. Both of these mitzvos, yichalim haRamban zal belav de lo yelecha. The Ramban, right, Nachmanides, includes them in the prohibition of lo yelecha, right, that you should not serve other gods. So he just sort of subsumes these past two ones and that other one that we had earlier, kamosha kasavnu lamala, that just like we said before. And nimsashi yisalik shtei mitzvos bekan michashbono shel Rambam zal. So therefore, it would come out that the Ramban would therefore lose two of these mitzvos from his count of 613, and maybe at some point we'll learn the Ramban as well, and we'll see what he replaces these two with, but he finds the other two mitzvahs, other two prohibitions, to sort of fit in the count of 613. That brings us to the end of Mitzvah Chavtes. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mitzvah Lamed, the 30th Mitzvah of the Torah, but for now, we'll stop right here.